What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
I'm NFL linebacker TJ Watt, and this is my personal best. YPB by Abercrombie is the activewear I'm always wearing. That's why I reached out to co-design their latest drop. I worked with designers to create high-performance activewear that holds up to my toughest workouts. Shop YPB by Abercrombie in-store, online, and in the app. Because your personal best is greater than anything.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hey, what do you say we do this podcast for you on a Tuesday in New York City? Al, good morning, sir. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good evening.
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
Yeah.
So last night, you know, I know we go to bed early, so it's probably not fair to critique my Amazon driver.
Right.
Probably not fair.
Sure.
Because we go to bed early, but I have all my lights shut out.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it was probably like 7:30.
Fair game still. Anything before 8 o'clock is fair, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So he rang my doorbell for my Amazon delivery.
I never have an Amazon guy ring the bell.
I must have one man or woman who delivers that rings the doorbell, because it doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
But when it happens, it kind of goes on a streak. Like, this might happen for a couple days now.
Wow.
Where they just ring the bell instead of just, like, leaving it. I mean, and of all things, you know what they rang the bell for?
Toilet paper.
No. Metamucil for my dog.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's what got right. That's what the bell was ringing for. And I knew because I had got the note that said, your Amazon is 10 stops away.
Oh, you knew it was coming.
But no, I didn't know this was the door ringer.
Oh,
I didn't know I got the door
okay.
ringer.
You just knew a delivery was coming.
But once the door rang, I knew not to get up because I was like, oh, that's the Amazon. And then they waited a few minutes and rang it again.
Oh, God.
Now, thank God my dog doesn't react to the bell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have a dog bar. You don't have a barking dog.
No. And she didn't even get up. I guess I didn't react. She didn't react.
Yeah. That's funny.
Neither one of us. And I was like, if I get up to go to the door, she'll get up.
Right.
And then I'll have to try to get this dog to pass out again. So, yeah. I don't know. And then I also think, like, there's some of my neighbors, because I'm in a condo, and they don't know where to deliver. They don't know which doors are where. So I'm always getting other people's packages, and my packages are always around the corner. And sometimes people's packages sit there for like days. And they
you have people that aren't there all the time, right?
Yeah, but even the ones that are there, like, I guess not everybody gets the, must not have the notifications on, or maybe they don't have the app on their phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you get the...
Yeah, but they never leave their place to see it.
Well, I guess if you don't, if it's put around, the way my condo's set up, like, there's doors on different sides.
So oh, I see.
Certain units, you go in certain doors.
Yeah, I got
but
you.
Sometimes the delivery people just leave it at all
doors.
So
they
the
might
doors.
Not even know it's been delivered.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. Like, if they don't have the notifications coming up on
I get
phone,
an email. One of the things
yeah,
been
get
delivered.
An email.
Yeah, that it's been delivered with but the photo.
Yeah. Yes, and I'm sure they get that, but I'm thinking some people maybe aren't, don't look at their emails all the time.
It's possible.
So if you don't have like the like that's the one of the few notifications I have on my phone. Is when I get an Amazon delivery, I get the notification.
Yeah,
not just the email.
I'm getting into turning off most notifications.
Yeah,
because I am just exhausted from
you have to.
This thing going off, that thing going. I'm trying to sleep. And they all have different sounds. It's too much. Last night I turned my texts off for the first time. I let my wife and my son, like, if you need me, call me. I'm upstairs. I'm turning the texts off. You know, I couldn't deal with it anymore.
Yeah. So. No, you have to. You have to control. That's one thing I notice people don't do is control the notifications.
No, they don't. No, not at all.
There'd be things pinging all day. It'd be like, the Brewers won. I'm like, you don't need that.
See, I don't get that. My son has that.
Yes.
If you watch football with my older son on a Sunday, I have a headache. Like, every day. you know, touchdown, 25-yard run. Your fantasy guy just had a touchdown. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It doesn't stop all day.
Yeah, I think the young people,
they're numb to it.
You know, yeah, it defaults to giving you the notifications. Yep. Like, you have to go into your phone to stop them. And I think young people just, like, they're used to their phone just pinging and
pretty
buzzing
much.
And doing
yeah,
that
it drives
all day
me
long.
Insane.
Yeah, it's like ping, buzz.
It really is annoying.
Every once in a while, Gina would be like, so Bruce Bochy's out? I'm like, you don't even know who Bruce Bochy is? Yeah, I just got a notification. Why?
Why would she have a notification? What the hell is she following?
No, like, she might have, like, the ESPN app for some reason on her phone.
That's funny.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Like, you got to shut those off.
Yes, especially if you're not interested.
Right.
I mean, what are you being disturbed for?
Yeah.
You know, that'd be like, you know, me getting a political notification. Wow, this is waking me up. Don't care.
Brr, government shutdown coming. Brr.
Yeah, okay. I've lived through those. It means nothing. Yeah.
It's meant nothing
in our daily life, I should say.
Yeah. I did see that, like, government shutdown coming at midnight. So I was like, let me, because I'm getting all the conservative views. I go, let me ask Grok what this is. And I thought Grok did a very fair breakdown.
What would you do without Grok?
I don't know. I would have no answers to anything. I would have no answers. I would have had to go to Google.
Right.
Meander my way through articles that are probably slanted, depending if I looked at Fox News versus CNN. This gave a very nice breakdown. And even telling you, this is what the Democrats are going to claim. This is what the Republicans are going to claim. This is how they're going to frame it. I thought it was just a very nice,
I will tell you
well
one thing
article.
About the AI, though. While it has been great, and I know you're going to get into the summary that you got and all that, it does a really good job of different things. Screwed me up the other day because my Yahoo email, I get in the subject line, you know, you get the subject that the person writes to you. But then if you continue to look, you get like the first line of the email.
Yeah.
So in mine the other day, the first line of the email was, "You." So I did the Giants and Chargers game on Sunday. Now, it was told to me that I had to pick up my press pass at the media will call window. Great. I knew that. I know where I'm going. All is fine. On late Saturday night, early when I wake up Sunday, I had an email from my boss, Tyler. All it was reiterating, hey, you're going to pick up your pass at media will call. You should have your parking pass, which was emailed to you. Have a good game. That was it. But the subject line said, you know, from Tyler, whatever. And the subject line was, you know, Giants Chargers. And the first line that I saw was your credential application. I'm like, what? Credential application? Did that not go through? I'm like, it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
I'd be panicked. Full panic.
I opened it up. All that was a summary of all the emails he had sent. And the first one was about, we need to submit your credential application. And I got it. AI is great, but the summary is sometimes a little off.
Yeah, and it sometimes doesn't need to be in everything. Like
I agree.
I don't need an email summary. Like, I want to read the email to make sure I'm not, and I don't get flooded with so many emails that I have to read that I need email summaries.
It's too much
because you're right. It takes the whole string of emails
and puts it into what it thinks are the most important points, but it misses stuff.
Yeah, sometimes it's funny to look at. Like, sometimes when we get emails from sales here, sales and marketing, and they'll be telling us about a new sponsor, and it's just a million emails back and forth. It's just funny sometimes to be like, and then Dove suggests, and then, you know, just all these little lines.
Yes.
Sometimes they're funny to look at, although I wouldn't trust that it's giving me the right summary.
I agree,
because
it's not the actual email.
Yeah, it's not the actual
email. That's
where
you got to be careful.
Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day. There's so many companies now doing online therapy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, BetterHelp is a big one.
BetterHelp, there's a million of them, right? There's probably, like, I know the health insurance we have here at Odyssey, WFAN, one of the benefits is you could do online therapy. It's not BetterHelp. It's another company. I think probably a lot of the healthcare companies have their own as well. Or we've partnered with Headspace to do online therapy. There's so much online therapy. Yeah. I kind of have a feeling we're getting not great therapists because there's so many.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, if you wanted to be a therapist in the past, You not only had to go through school, but now you've got to either be hired by an office.
Or open your own practice.
Open your own practice. Like, there were limited seats. Yeah. And now I think anyone who graduates could just be signed up for therapy.
Got to get the job, but that is true because they probably need people.
They probably need so many people.
I mean, the only thing I would say that would be positive to that would be a lot of therapy from what I've told. And I've never done it, although I feel like I should have or still should because we all deal with a lot in our lives.
Yeah.
From what I've been told, a lot of what people enjoy about therapy more than advice or is just getting stuff off their chest and speaking to somebody about
it. Yeah.
Grok is great. At the end of the day, you're not talking to a human being that's going to interact at all.
Yeah.
You know, for real, I should say. And that to me is still very valuable, I would think. But you're right. I mean, how qualified are they to give you, I don't want to say advice, but maybe some sort of response and back and forth to make you further whatever issue you have or think you have.
As opposed to just going, and how did that make you feel?
Right, exactly.
Which I feel like is the go-to.
Yeah.
I have done a couple online therapy things. Here's the other weird thing, too. You to go pick out a therapist is just a list of people with pictures.
Right.
Right.
You took the hottest one.
I was looking for an attractive woman, yes.
I don't blame you.
Like,
I hear you.
When I first looked at it, I was like, I picture a guy therapist going, oh, shut up. Like when I'm complaining, the guy going, no one cares.
You better
I'm like, okay, a woman would be more.
A little more sympathetic?
Yeah, I think a little more sympathetic.
Okay.
And I was like, if you're going to have to talk to somebody, may as well be attractive.
Did you? And this is covered by work?
Yes.
So you don't have to pay for it?
No, I think it might be $10.
That's it?
Yeah, I think you got a certain number.
I don't think I can go because I'm part of the union. I don't know if that works for me.
Yeah, you may have it. They snuck it into a lot of plans, and if you don't look into it, yeah.
Check that out.
I don't know how many you get. You get a certain amount for maybe $10 copay.
What do you do, a half hour or an hour?
It's like 50 minutes.
50?
Yeah.
Wow. Because
I think they do, I think they their appointments are on the hour.
Yeah.
And then at 50, they stop with you. They can prepare for the next person.
Got it.
They're like, what was this person's problem?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm talking about?
Do they... Like I said, I've never done it, though I feel like I should. Have they or do they further the conversation or do they just let you talk and then kind of figure out what direction they want to go in?
They try to like make you look at it from another perspective.
They
go, well, what if instead?
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Why is it, though, like, since you've done this,
yeah,
we all, like any issues I've had, I do see the other side. Yet I feel stuck in my ways, if you will.
Yeah.
But I do step back and I do see from this angle or in this person's shoes. Yet still have a very difficult time breaking down that barrier. Why do you think you need another human being to help you do that?
I don't know. Because they say one of the things of why therapy works is to recognize what the problem is, right?
Yeah, so I recognize my problems.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, would be the same way where I had gone to therapy and I was like, I know why I'm doing this
right.
Or why I'm thinking this way. But I don't know how to change that. And that's, I think, where a lot of therapists get stuck too.
Yeah.
Where unless you're going to introduce some sort of medication to turn your brain into thinking a different way or help your brain relax, I think it's very difficult.
Yeah, I would think so too. And the last thing I want is medicine.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not interested.
And then at that point, you'd have to go to a psychiatrist.
Right.
Because
so they can prescribe it.
Yeah. So they could prescribe it.
Yeah.
You know, other people, like if you're looking to pick a therapist, it's like you can look at what they specialize in.
Yeah.
But a lot of like therapists want to be picked. So they'll put like almost, there's so many things.
What do you specialize in? Life.
Life.
All of it.
You know, they'll be like lesbian and gay issues, childhood trauma, you know. But then, like, they're not specializing in one thing.
Yeah.
They want you to feel comfortable, like, oh, I see my issue here. Let me, this is a good person to reach out to.
On a dumbing it down.
Yeah.
That's like I used TaskRabbit for something to come do some work in the house. And I saw a guy who had, I needed an area of the backyard. I wanted it leveled out.
And did it come like a list show up, like these people can help you?
It did. Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely.
You had to pick based on what?
So the first thing I do is I go to their reviews. Like, all right, so I've got, they gave me, let's say, 18 taskers or rabbits or whatever the hell they call them. So like 18 or 19 people that came up because I looked if I wanted 5-star reviews. And I had like 18 to choose from. Now I'm like, all right, well, who's good at like landscaping? So that narrowed it down to like 8 or 9 out of those 19. So I'm like, all right, let me just pick a guy and read some reviews. And now I'm looking at who's the friendliest. And like a couple of people came up. So I'm like, throw a dart at the wall, and this guy came up. So he shows up. First of all, I was a little concerned when he showed up in his car, not a landscaping truck.
With no lawnmowers in it.
And then came in and said, do you have shovels? I'm like, wait, time out. Do you not have anything? He goes, well, I do so many different jobs. I just assume everyone's got. I'm like, okay. So I get him a shovel and a rake. And it became very apparent to me within the first 8 to 10 minutes. He had no idea what he was doing. And I mean none.
So he put himself out there as a landscaper. Yeah. But wanted to use whatever equipment you had in your garage.
As one of his 9 or 10 things he could do, he put landscaping. I thought this was an easy job for a landscaper, but someone that's got the ability of, let's say, myself, not an easy job.
Right.
And I said to my wife, Mike, I could have paid myself to make a mess of this area. I paid him. I gave him a small tip, and he's lucky he got a tip, and I would not review him.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to. He was a really nice guy.
You want to start trouble.
But I also wasn't going to go give him 5 stars and say, this guy's phenomenal. He presented himself as A, and he was D. Same thing I would think with that when you're choosing a therapist. You want someone that knows what they're doing in the topic and the issue you have.
Yeah.
As opposed to just some generic guy with a diploma.
Yeah. And the last time I did it, the woman that I chose, you know, it's all online.
Yeah.
She looked like she had just rolled out of bed.
She might have.
She had her hair up, meaning she didn't do her hair, no makeup, and her coffee. I was like, did you just wake up for this?
Was this on like a Saturday or Sunday morning?
No.
Middle of the day.
This had to be middle of the day on like a, it was probably like a random Tuesday or something.
Well, I mean, some people, as you know, when they work from home, if you don't get up and get in the shower and get into some sort of routine, you fall into that laying around in sweats all day.
Yeah, the other thing I think that the person you pick, maybe they're in California on West Coast time, right?
Could be in Hawaii. Yeah, that is true. Very good point.
But yeah, I just felt like,
because if you had an appointment with her at 2 p.m. in Hawaii, that's 8 a.m. Very easily could have been in California. That's 11 a.m. So yeah, you're right.
You know, it's weird too. Like the first time I guess each time you have a session, they have to make sure you are okay first. So okay. They have to ask you some questions.
Sure. You want to hurt yourself, things like
that,
right?
Yeah, I feel like, and then, yeah, in some way you question yourself, like, man, where am I right now? Like, I have another human being ask me if I'm going to harm myself.
Well, that's the thing with the kids too. So when my boys, now I don't obviously go with my older son anymore to doctor appointments. He's 20. He does that on his own. But under 18, you still are required, I believe, to be there. And so when my younger son goes for his physicals every year, we have another one coming up in a couple of minutes, I have to leave the room so the doctor can talk to them first about those types of issues. And it's interesting. It's I don't think it's more than 3 or 4 questions, but like you have to leave the room for a couple of minutes.
Even under 18?
Specifically for under 18.
Wow.
Over 18, they're an adult. You don't even go anymore with them. But 14.
Well, I guess that makes sense, right? If they're trying to see if there's abuse going on
Where they are mentally or psychologically, and they don't maybe are afraid to speak in front of mom or dad, so they shut you out for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did that too, but that makes sense.
Yeah, you just feel weird in a way, like, oh man, I'm just here complaining about something.
Is there ever a part of you that thinks therapy for some, it's 100% needed for a lot of people, I'm not saying it's not. You think for some, though, it's a lot of overthinking yourself into therapy.
Yeah. Or there's a some school of thought that thinks that rehashing the same stuff over and over again is bad for you as opposed to being good for you. Yeah. So I don't know. I can see both.
One of the months in the 2026 calendar that I have that, by the way, no one's buying.
Well, that's because you're advertising it on our YouTube channel, Jerry.
That is true. I haven't mentioned it at all, actually. But one of them is don't overthink yourself into depression. And I came up with that one because I noticed, you know, a lot of the music I like can be very depressing, actually. And I also like a lot of pop music that's more bubbly and fun. I noticed the more, and this is where it's interesting with you and even Gio, with the way you like these documentaries, I have found the more TV or film or whatever it is that I watch that is dark puts me in a weird place as opposed to just watch Two and a Half Men and laugh.
Yeah.
Just watch the games and just be into your sports. That's partly why I don't get into or want to even pay attention to the politics. Yeah, I'll read the paper to have an idea of what's going on for sure. But I'm just not getting into the trenches of this seedy, disgusting world of pop. It puts me in a bad place.
Yeah, I am sure it's not great watching something like horror or documentary about murders. I did stop watching at night. I was watching the 48 Hours on YouTube. But I was just like, every night, it was like, oh, this is too much.
Yeah.
And when you finally watch something different that's more fun, you
refreshing.
Go, oh, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got to think back. Like, I used to, prior to Netflix being popular, I would just watch Seinfeld every night.
Okay.
Right? You're watching Two and a Half Men every night. Like, that's putting you definitely in a different frame of mind.
And a happier place, you would think.
Yeah.
You know? So I've gotten away from, you know, not that I used to watch murder documentaries or anything like that. I didn't. But there are some shows I would sit down and watch with my wife that were, you know, kind of, what's the right word? Like the drama type of films with kidnappings and, you know, I don't know, gang members.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's out there. I don't need it to be drilled into my head more and more to where I'm, you know, or sad movies about people passing away at young age. I'm like, I don't need to watch this.
Yeah, no.
I've dealt with it. I've lived it. I know. I don't need to see it anymore. And I do think that's a big part of some people's issues is that what they surround themselves with end up consuming what they think. And I think that's a problem.
Yeah, I could see that. Especially, yeah, if you're watching any of the cable news channels all day long.
Please.
Like the actor Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Who I love. I'm even watching. I don't watch any. I barely watch any shows where people are acting in them.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a new series on Netflix I'm watching because I like him.
Yeah.
I specifically, when I see him in something, I like it. But I've heard him on talk shows. Like he says all he does is watch MSNBC all day. So everything is, he's furious about everything.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's making them nuts.
It probably is. It probably is. Because there's nothing you can do about most of it.
Yeah. And I know like that a lot of retired people fall into that too, where it's like you put the news on all day long and it's regardless of whatever side you're on, you're getting fed.
Yeah.
And it could be like make you nuts.
Like I was out, so yesterday, for instance, it wasn't a great day. Yesterday I went home, I had a couple of things to do because now I'm getting ready for the Cowboys and the Jets game on Sunday. So I started my prep work yesterday. But then I had to pick up my son. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take him to play golf because I wasn't going to do that all day. I try to pace myself. Maybe I'll do an hour and a half each day so that I'm ready by Sunday rather than cram it all into a couple of days. So I did about 90 minutes yesterday. And I'm going to go play golf. And I'm out there and thinking, you know, I feel bad for people that don't have a hobby like this because what are you doing then? You're sitting inside either reading crap you don't want to read, watching stuff you... And I'm just out there, and it wasn't a sunny day. It was cloudy, but it was 70 degrees, and just had a mindless, fun afternoon, driving home, talking to my son, like, you know, get home, take a shower, have something to eat, lay down. Good day.
Yes.
You know, as opposed to, again, consuming crap that just makes you nuts.
Yeah, it's such a fine line of like,
it is.
I want to be in the know.
Yes.
But then it just like.
You don't want it to consume you.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. That's why I said, so it's interesting. Our engineer for the game, I'm not going to mention his name because I don't know if we would want it out there, but he does a sports engineer now. Used to do, He used to be the engineer for Madonna back in the day. David Bowie, and he gave me one other one. And Sting. Those were the three people he has toured with as their sound engineers. This guy's led some life. Really good dude. Heavy into politics. Started his own political podcast 5 or 6 years ago, and he says it does very well. I haven't looked into it, but he says it does very well. They get a lot of views. They make some money. But he's like, it's a lot. It's a lot. And he tries to stay down the middle, but you're swayed. The more you see and hear, it pulls you to one way or the other. And there are days that it's annoying. I'm like, yeah, I don't know how you do that twice or three times a week.
Yeah.
Too much.
It is too much.
Like, maybe it's Stephen A. Smith. Like, he very well might run for president. I don't know if he's going to or not. Like, he is now doing a political podcast once a week in connection with Sirius XM, and it's on YouTube, getting tons of views. Like, why are we, you're making hundreds of millions of dollars in sports. You want to get into that cesspool?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
God bless everybody.
All right, Jared, let's do the warm-up program.
That was heavy today.
Not too bad. No, I don't think it's too bad. No.
Very deep.
Well, deep, just deep. About. Yeah.
Back to boobs and penis tomorrow?
Yeah, yesterday we did penis. Bent carrot. Warm-up now. We'll be back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on a Wednesday. And I think I'll have a new list of fraudulent five teams like I'm rooting for.
Maybe we'll go around the league tomorrow, Al.
Oh, Jerry, I love it. Yes, we will.
Yes, we will.
And we'll do that starting at 5 a.m. So!
Dude, did you order
the new iPhone 17 Pro? Got it from Verizon, the best 5G network in America. I've never looked so good.
You look the same.
But with this camera, everything looks better, especially me.
You haven't changed your hair in 15 years. Selfies?
Check, please.
New and existing customers can get the new iPhone 17 Pro, designed to be the most powerful iPhone ever. With eligible phone trade-in and unlimited Ultimate, any condition guaranteed. Best 5G source root metrics data, United States, 1H 2025. All rights reserved. Trade-in and additional terms apply for all offers. See Verizon.com for details.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.